السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، الله سبحانه وتعالى has given us a goal, an objective, which is to become totally obedient to his commands. And that involves, number one, learning his commands, learning from authentic sources what does he want us to do, and secondly, practicing upon them. And thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through his wisdom, has made an enemy for us in the form of shaitan. And shaitan's goal is to make sure that every one of us, or as many of us as possible, is unsuccessful in this mission. And just like we make an effort to, number one, learn deen and practice upon deen, similarly shaitan also makes an effort to, number one, keep us away from learning deen, and number two, keep us away from practicing deen. And shaitan has two main efforts. There are two main efforts of shaitan that he uses. One effort of his is that he tries to make sure that we don't come close to deen. We don't come close to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But there is another effort of his as well, which is much more serious than the first, and which you can say in the past he has been much more successful with as well. What is the second effort? The second effort of shaitan is to try and deform the deen itself, the religion itself. To try and make sure that the name of the religion remains, but the teachings are changed from the teachings which were sent from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if we look into the books of history, we will realize that it is this second effort of shaitan through which he has misled many, many more people. What happened to Judaism? What happened to Christianity? Is it that people totally stopped practicing upon them? No. What happened was that shaitan was successful in deforming the religion completely. So people were practicing, and people thought, what we are practicing on is that which Allah has commanded us to do, that which will take us to Jannah. Whereas shaitan knew that I have deformed those teachings to an extent that they will no longer make a person reach that goal. So these are two efforts of shaitan, and we need to be aware of both of them. That number one, we need to make sure that when we understand something to be Islam, to be part of Islam, it is actually part of Islam. It's not the case that we think it is part of Islam, whereas it is not. Because if that happens, then in that scenario, a person can make as much effort as possible behind that, but he will not reach the goal. It's just like you want to reach a certain destination, you want to reach London. But someone has told you that London is eastwards. London is eastwards. So the path to London, what you have understood it to be, it is not in reality the path to London. Now, if you try to practice upon this knowledge of yours, this incorrect knowledge of yours, that London is eastwards, then you can make as much effort as you want, but you will not get anywhere near London. In fact, with every step, you will go further away from London. In the same way, one of shaitan's efforts is to make sure that which we have understood to be the path to Jannah is not in reality the path to Jannah. Because once shaitan has misled someone into thinking this, he has led someone into thinking that this is what Allah wants me to do, whereas in reality this is what Allah wants you to do, then he knows that I can leave that person alone, because he will make whatever effort he makes, it will be in that direction. So it will not take him anywhere near Jannah. So number one, yes, we need to have that zeal to practice upon deen, but at the same time, we need to make sure that we have what we have understood to be deen is in reality deen. Otherwise, all our efforts will be in vain. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says regarding the people of the religions of the past, not those people of the religions of the past who are not practicing at all, those people from the religions of the past who make a lot of effort on practicing upon the religion. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say regarding them? قُلْ هَلْ نُنُبِّئُكُمْ بِالْأَخْسَرِينَ أَعْمَالًا الَّذِينَ ضَلَّ سَعْيُهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمْ يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ يُحْسِنُونَ صُنْعًا. Shall I inform you of those people who are the biggest losers? The biggest losers in the hereafter. Who are those people? الَّذِينَ ضَلَّ سَعْيُهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. That the efforts which they made in this world, because they misunderstood their goal. They thought this was what makes Allah happy. So the efforts which they made in the world, ضَلَّ سَعْيُهُمْ, they will be of no avail. And at the same time, وَهُمْ يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ يُحْسِنُونَ صُنْعًا. Whilst they were making that effort, they were thinking, we are doing so much for our hereafter. So, it is extremely important that to what we understand to be deen is actually deen. How will we make sure of this? By taking deen from the right sources. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised that deen will remain preserved until the day of judgment. But that does not mean to say that deen will remain preserved until the day of judgment, meaning that there will be no one else trying to take you away from the true deen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised deen will remain preserved until the day of judgment. And at the same time, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us that as we get closer to the day of judgment, more and more different versions of deen will appear. This is deen, this version will appear, and people, those people who are propagating towards this, they will call this Islam as well. This version will appear, and people who are propagating to it, they will call this Islam as well. And this effort of creating something else and saying that it is Islam, this effort didn't take long to start. This effort started immediately after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started, immediately after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away, in the time of the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. And as we get closer to the day of judgment, the effort will increase. So the result will be that deen will remain. But a person will have to be more careful in making sure he gets to the correct deen. Now, we said that how does a person ensure this? He ensures this by getting deen from the right sources. And who is the right source? The first part of a right source is that that person must be a human. It cannot be a search engine. Nor can it be books alone. Nor can it be books alone. Sayyidina Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he says that regarding deen, that how will deen be remain preserved until the day of judgment? That the pious and the upright people of every era will take it from the pious and upright people of the era of the past. That means in any era, if you want to find the true deen, you will have to find people. And you will have to find people, number one, who they are upright, meaning whatever you can see of their life, you can see that they are practicing themselves, they are upright. And number two, this deen which they have taken it from the generation before them. So find someone who, number one, they are practicing. Number two, they have knowledge, but that knowledge is taken from, they have, you know that they have sat in front of teachers. And those teachers have sat in front of teachers, and there is a chain like this going back to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is the first message. That we must make sure that this effort of shaitan will continue and it will increase until the day of judgment. But we must make sure that we don't fall into that trap. And at the same time, we should always make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That, oh Allah, keep me on the right track. اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ اللَّهُمَّ أَرِنَا الْحَقَّ حَقَّ. Oh Allah, what is truth? Show me it as truth. وَأَرِنَا الْبَاطِلَ بَاطِلًا. Whatever is not truth, make sure that I understand that it is not truth.
A person should never rely on himself that I will be able to distinguish between truth and falsehood. No, he should always be humble in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh Allah, guide me to the truth. Otherwise, there have been people with much, much knowledge who have gone astray in the past as well. And sometimes falsehood makes itself appear to be very attractive. I don't have time to go into the detail. But just because falsehood or someone who is propagating falsehood, they quote a verse of the Quran or a hadith to you, does not mean they are on haq. Every single incorrect effort in the past has used the words of the Quran, the hadith, but they have distorted them. Just an important announcement that there is a black Mercedes, PO16YRE, that it just needs to be moved. It is parked in inappropriate place. The brother is just requested, just remove it, please. So, we must make sure of this. My second message is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has preserved, He has promised to preserve the true deen until the day of judgment. But for this, He uses people. He uses the huffaz to preserve the words of the Quran. And He uses the ulama to preserve the knowledge of the Quran and the knowledge of deen. Now, our second responsibility is that we should also take part in this effort of the preservation of deen until the day of judgment. Because the more well-preserved deen is, the more easier it will be for our generations after us to access deen, to find the true deen. And the less well deen, it will be preserved. But how widely that preservation will take place, how many people are taking part in this preservation, accordingly it will be easy or difficult to access the true deen. So one thing that we need to, as a community and as an individual need to understand, is that the preservation of deen is extremely important, and whatever help and whatever aid I can give towards it, I should do so. Aid the masajid, aid anywhere where deen is taught. Whether it is a masjid and young children are being taught, whether it is a darul ulum and ulama are being created, don't think to yourself, what is that got to do with me? There is a local alim in our masjid. What is it got to do with me if in this place there is a darul ulum and they're producing ulama? If in that place there is a darul ulum and they're producing ulama? No, they are making sure deen is preserved so that your generations after you, they still have access to the true deen. That our deen doesn't end up like the deen of the Jews and the Christians, that the true version isn't even found anymore. Nowadays, unfortunately, it's a sad reality that those places where the effort of deen is being made, where deen is being preserved, madrasas, darul ulums, they struggle financially. They shouldn't struggle financially. The reason they shouldn't struggle financially is because there are so many of us. And we should have understood a long time ago that what they are doing, they are not doing for their own benefit, they are doing on behalf of all of us. And we should have thought to ourselves that whenever some money comes into our pocket, whenever we have some disposable income, that some portion of it should go towards that effort as well, for the sake of my own children, if nothing else. So that is my second message, that the efforts of deen, all the efforts of deen, but in particular those efforts where the preservation of deen is taking place, where deen knowledge is being imparted, madrasas, darul ulums, aid them financially. Secondly, aid them with your du'as. In every single du'a, when you raise your hands, then make du'a as well, that, oh Allah, the efforts of all the people of haq, all the people who are making effort to preserve deen and spread deen, oh Allah, aid them. You and I, we cannot take part in every effort of deen. But if we make du'a for every single effort of deen, then we are taking part in every effort of deen. And inshallah, on the day of judgment, that reward which the effort, those people who are busy in that effort will gain for their efforts, we will gain a portion of it as well. So secondly, make a du'a for them regularly, consistently, from the bottom of your heart. And thirdly, aid them in sending as many of your children to benefit from them as possible. Make huffaz, make ulama, and make them with the happiness that I am sending them to aid in the mission of the preservation of deen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to practice upon this. Ameen. Wa'afru da'wan alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa nabiyyina Muhammad wa alayhi wa sallam.
أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
لا إله إلا الله اللهم رب هذه الدار
Thank you.
Yes, one important announcement. Firstly, brothers, just stand up and fill in the spaces, please. You can see the masjid is already full. Please just stand up, make the rows, and then sit back down. It will give opportunity for the brothers at the back to move forward as well. So please stand up, make the rows. Stand up and just make the rows. A few spaces will be created like that. And thereafter, once the row is full, then sit back down. And if you see any space in front of you, then please fill it up, especially near the windows. There are quite a few spaces. Secondly, as many of you will know, that for some time the current building has been too small for our needs, especially in terms of the madrasa, the maktab, etc. So for some time plans, effort is being made behind plans for further refurbishment and the erection of a purpose-built area as well. So plans are being made. One part of that is that consultation takes place. Consultation takes place with the local community. So as part of that, many people will receive a letter through the post as well, asking them for their opinion, etc. So number one, if you do receive a letter through the post, then please do answer it according to the instructions. Because that is your feedback, especially your constructive feedback, will go some way towards helping us in this process. And secondly, those of us who don't receive a letter through the post, but we are part of the local community, we too should give our feedback. If you go, you meet the brothers in the office, and similarly, within a few days, posters will be put up as well. How you can do this? But this process is very important. As with every masjid, there are always a few people out there. Even the majority of non-Muslims, they don't have a problem, but there are always a few out there who are intent on making sure that criticism, negative feedback goes in. So their feedback will also come through. Now if we remain silent, then there will be nothing to oppose that with. So part of something which we can do to aid this process, and through this process, inshallah, when you speak to the volunteers, you look at the posters that will go up soon, there will be a link showing you the full plans as well. It will give you an opportunity to become aware of the plans that are going ahead. Everyone is requested to take part in this.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya 'ala salah, حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى قل هل يستوي الذين يعلمون والذين لا يعلمون إنما يتذكر أولو الألباب وقال تعالى يرفع الله الذين آمنوا منكم والذين أوتوا العلم درجات صدق الله مولانا العظيم وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قليل العلم خير من كثير عبادة أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته ورضى اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين وعن سائر الصحابة فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أصحابي كالنجوم بأيهم اقتديتم اهتديتم اللهم عز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى اللهم من أحيي أحييته منا فأحيه على الإسلام، ومن توفيته منا فتوفاه على الإيمان. اللهم أنقذ إخواننا المسلمين المظلومين في كل مكان، اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم واغفر لموتانا. عباد الله رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون.
الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
سووا صفوفكم، سفيدوا يسر مالي، straighten the rows. Please ensure your heels at the base of the yellow line on the musalla. Please ensure there are no spaces. If there is any space, then move up, fill it in. If there is any space in the safs, the rows ahead of you, please fill it in. Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى. سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله، إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى، ونيسرك لليسرى، فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى. سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا. قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى، بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا، والآخرة خير وأبقى. إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى، صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سميع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله